Hello, everybody. I think it was yesterday that the news came out that a guy called Nabil Arif, who's 36 years old, he was sent to a prison for sending these abusive messages to Jess Phillips, who is a Labour MP, saying hell is real and you will burn and other things worse like that. So Mrs. Phillips claimed she was frightened that this might physically harm her. So she's been the MP for Birmingham Yardley since 2015. She's one of the most detested people in British politics. So she certainly is an odious creature, but she should not be subject to death threats or threats of any other physical violence. Vile though she is, she's utterly rebarbative and outspoken and indefatigable advocate of ultra-violence against children. So you can see why so many people hate her. And that's why she was shrieked at when she came for her count. So she is an evil, evil person. Now, she resigned from her front bench position in Labour last year, supposedly because she was concerned about Palestinian civilians. I mean, yeah, right. Pull the other one. The one thing she would never be upset about is violence against the defenseless, because that is her shtick. That's the main drive of her in politics. She boasts about the murder of her own child, correctly calculating this will play to her electoral advantage. It may also be that she genuinely thinks that child murder is a good thing, which she probably does. So she is the ogress of Yardley, someone who is foul. So you can see why so many people hate her. Anyway, this man, he wrote to her on February the 20th of this year saying she would burn until her skin is no more. Okay. So don't do that kind of thing. It's unlawful. Moreover, it's sinking to her level. This is the kind of thing that she likes to do. She's a sadist. She would like to use that saline solution to do that to little girls and little boys. So Mr. RF, who's from Birmingham, which is Mrs. Phillips' hometown, he was found guilty at Birmingham Magistrates Court and sentenced to 12 years in prison. He's going to be forbidden to contact Jess Phillips until further notice. Now, the crime he committed was using a public communication network, was it email or something like that, to send an offensive, indecent, obscene or menacing message. Because the trial was on the 29th of July, but the sentencing was delayed till now, because this wasn't slightly rude. It wasn't I don't like you or you're not nice. This was a really horrific thing, the sort of thing that she does in all her pro-genocide publicity that she's constantly publishing out. So that's why the Crown Prosecution Service chose to take action. The bar is set quite high. I've spoken to police officers about that. So many people in her constituency were very worried, horrified about what's happened to Palestinian civilians every single day. And again, for psychological reasons, she realized she was better off resigning from the Labour front bench in the hopes of saving her seat, which worked actually by only a few hundred votes. But some of those pro-Palestinian candidates stood against her, as did the Workers' Party of Britain, which is fronted by George Galloway. So she's also far left. She was in some communist sect. So communist, that's the same as a Nazi. She is an absolutely vicious, violent totalitarian. And heaven help us if she were to take over. But worryingly, she's actually quite popular amongst ordinary members of the Labour Party, and she may yet be promoted to cabinet. I think not this year. So there's a significant Muslim community in her constituency, and they have some sense of ummah, and so they're worried about what's happened to their co-religionists in Gaza in particular. Anyway, people were chanting Free Palestine when she got up there. Anyway, so there she is, a so-called a strong woman. So she only won, it was 693 seats that she won. Now, one of the really despicable things that's been done to her is people saying things about her children. Now, Jess Phillips is evil. Her children are not, and they should be kept out of it. Okay, I feel sorry for them. They're victims too. Imagine having someone like Jess Phillips for a mother. Anyway, she claims to be campaigning against violence against children and women. Ha, 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 when she's an advocate of exactly that. So that's why she didn't bring her children along to the count. So, yes, she is despicable. She is shameless. She is very dishonest. She is adulated by many on the far left, right? though people should not send rude and abusive messages to her. Fight her on the facts, like I have, expose her what she really is. But sadly, I have to be realistic and therefore pessimistic. She's unlikely to be brought down. Not that I completely agree with the pro-Palestinian candidates who stood against her, but that may well be their high tide. The Gaza thing may go. Otherwise, Birmingham Yardley is a rock-solid Labour seat, and she's likely to be there for some time. A very acquisitive capitalist herself, who accepted £1,000 for hosting Have I Got News For You. Well, if she really cared about the needy, she'd be dipping her hand in her own pocket to hand out to them. So she's got some junior ministership in the Labour maladministration. Sadly, we haven't heard the last of Jess Phillips, but even someone sick and offensive like her should not be subjected to the sort of invective that was sent to her. No one should be threatened physically or anything like that. People have said foul things about her, and that actually redounds to her advantage. She's able to exploit this to play the victim, and some people think that does her credit. So, you know, don't do her the favor of saying these horrid things to her. I know you may think she deserves them, but don't do that. And also, that's transgressing the law. So you mustn't behave the way Jess Phillips does in her advocacy of violence against defenseless people. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.